Hey guys, welcome back to the Black Star Podcast. It's your host, Jared. And today I was going to talk to you about something that Kevin Samuels has said a couple days ago. So let's get into it. Many of you that watch YouTube or any social media, you know about Kevin Samuels. Whether you agree with his message to modern day women or not, you have to look at it like this. The man has a good point. Whether or not you like his delivery or you like what he's saying. The man has been through a lot of things, and there is a lot of content creators that love to lie because they don't lie on the man because they don't like what he says. But here's the problem. Just because they don't like what he's saying doesn't make it not true. And the problem is a lot of men have been commenting and a lot of men have been talking about the things that are going on in the dating relation, in the dating market. A lot of men have. So whether you like it or not, the man is talking about something that is true. That's the reason why he has 1.25 or 1.27 YouTube subscribers. But here's what I say about him. Kevin Samuels represents what people want to become. The man has an intense work ethic that is very infectious. He represents what a lot of men want to become. But the problem is a lot of men do not put in the effort to become what Kevin Samuels has become. I'm not kissing the man's ass, but I do love his content. I do love his work. And I feel that what he is saying is the truth. Whether it be about men needing to get off their asses, particularly black men need to get off their asses and build. And I also agree with him about the state of relationships and dating. A lot of men, older men that have been married, they don't realize that the dating market has severely changed from the time they've been married or they've been out of the dating game. Times have changed, women have changed, and a lot of things. But the thing is, what Kevin is saying is right. Men nowadays, they do not want to work towards something greater than themselves. They want to sit at home, play video games, and they don't want to build. They only want to be mediocre. Problem is, what Kevin talks about is being a high-value male. And a lot of men nowadays say that they're a high-value male, but they are not putting in high-value male work. And what do I mean by that? They're not working 50-plus hours. They're not working 50 plus hours to become more. They're not willing to go out here and take risks. They are not willing to do anything to become valuable to others and valuable to their community. So here's what I feel. In order for you to become an elite class member of society. You have to put in a lot of work to make yourself valuable. You cannot make yourself valuable by just sitting at home, sitting on your mama's house, or sitting in your mama's house, not achieving and not building. You have a dream. You have a purpose. If you cannot figure out that purpose, go out there and research what you are good at and contribute to society. Problem is, a lot of people do not want to contribute to society. They don't want to put in the effort. They do not want to put in that work. And the problem is, there's over 70% of men nowadays, 70% of men do not want to go out here and achieve and become more. And that is very destructive to the way our economy and our system of government is set up. Our government and our infrastructure is not set up for single people. Let's be honest. But it's not set up for people to not achieve. Problem is, people want to be called winners without putting in a lot of effort. They want to be called winners when they've done the most mediocre job. They work at McDonald's. They work at Chick-fil-A. They work at Buffalo Wild Wings. Hell, even work at damn Walmart. But they want to be called winners. The thing is, winners build their own value. They become valuable through building and achieving greatness. You cannot be a builder and working at McDonald's, not achieving your goal. Now, I'm not going to say that you're a loser from actually working at McDonald's or working at a low-end job. That could be just a job that you're starting out or a job just to get on your feet. But if you've been working at that job for 10 plus years or even 5 plus years and you don't have a goal, then you're a loser. I've classified it by this. Winners. Difference between winners. Shut up, Instagram. The difference between winners and what I call wishers, which are the losers. The winners, aka builders, they have talent and they go out and dominate the market. Wishers, aka losers, they wish they had the talent that the builders do, or they do, but they don't want to put that talent towards anything that'll benefit themselves and benefit society. In the modern day culture, it is a give everybody a reward or give everybody a trophy. Give everybody a trophy culture. Meaning, if you participated or you bullshitted and participated, here's your trophy, your little Johnny. That's what that shit means. Problem is, men, we cannot just get a participation trophy. We have to build. There's no choice. If we do not build, we do not achieve. If we do not achieve, we do not advance. And if we do not advance, we die. We die. If we do not become of value, nobody's going to give a shit about us or our problems. They're going to just let us sit on the sidewalk and die. Sorry to say it like that, but it's the truth. Women do not understand that point. We have to build. It's no ins, ands, titties, or buts about it. We have to build. Regardless of what you have, regardless of what talent you have to achieve, you have to produce something that can benefit society. Whether that be a restaurant or whether that be a multi-trillion dollar company, you have to achieve. Now, the world is set up for people. The world is a high value world. It's built for high value men. Kevin said it. Look around you. And I'm gonna have to turn off my screen for this. Wait, no, I don't. The world is built for high value men. No matter how you look at it, the world is built for high value men. Look around you. If you're sitting there struggling, check to check, working a job that you know you can't fucking stand, you know that as a male, and you know that you have a purpose that can only be achieved by you, by nobody else. If you have a certain vision and you know that that vision can help the world, and you're working a dead-end job, making $55,000 a year, you know that you aren't where you want to be in life. Like I said, the world is built for high-value men. I'm not talking about blue-collar workers. I'm not talking about white-collar workers. I'm talking about men that are building. The world set up for high-value men. And look around you. You have one company. Let's look at a company structure. You have the head honcho. You have the one person that started the company. Then you have the COO and CEO. Then you have the executives, the operating manager, and all of those. Then you have, district managers? Do you have managers over the? You have district managers over the managers. Do you have managers? Then there's you. There's more of you. And there's only one pyramid on. There's only a small pyramid on the top. That is where people want to be, but they have bottom level achievement, bottom level work skills. There's a pyramid to everything. Just like we're the apex predator on the planet, there's an apex predator in the business. If you want to become that apex person in the business, you have to build that business up, or you have to have the necessary talent, the necessary knowledge in order for you to build, in order for you to go to heights that you can never imagine. You have to become that person that people can't work without. Or, like I said, build your own shit. That way you can run your shit the way you want to run it. but it takes talent, and competency in order to keep a business up and running. Whether you like it or not, it takes competency. So I may sound like I'm being a little asshole right now, but it's the truth. Look at it from a business standpoint. If you're not hard on yourself and you're not trying to build something and you're at the bottom and you know you have more talent to build, then you're at the bottom and you want people to feel sorry for you, I'm sorry. People are not going to feel sorry for you. Like I said, Kevin said it best. There's winners and there's losers. If you want to be a winner, you have to become more. You have to become a better version of yourself in order to become a winner. The world is winners and losers. And there's only a little bit of winners and there's a lot of losers. Look at what happened last year. The top percentage of men and women made millions of dollars last year during a pandemic. While us on the bottom, we lost our jobs and had to rely on the government to help us. We lost. They fucking made millions. They won. That is what I'm trying to explain. They made millions of dollars from the government. We lost our jobs, and had to rely on the government to send us 3 stimulus checks. One $1,200 check, one $600, well, two, wait, was it 1,000, was it two $1,200 checks and one $600 check. That's $3,000 to each person. Now, if you have kids, you made around, I'm not even going to get into that bullshit. But we lost. They won. They made a lot of money last year. Still, even with their plants being shut down, people getting laid off, they still fucking made money. That is a winner. Life is not fucking fair, people. Life is not fair. Life is about winning. If you do not want to win, then click off of this podcast. But life is about winning. You cannot win if you do not have the necessary drive to win. Winning is not going to be handed to you. There's no participation trophy if you lose. The trophy is when you win, it's having money and having wealth. If you do not achieve or be ambitious enough to achieve, you will not become a winner. Sorry to say it, but there's winners and there's losers. And if you want to become a winner, you have to put in so much work to where it literally breaks your fucking spine. I'm coming to the realization at 22. I was thinking about this podcast. I wrote this podcast notes down a couple, like two to five days ago. I came to a realization at 22 that I have to do this. 22. There's 40-year-olds that still don't think like me. They still think that life and shit is going to be handed to them. They think that they're going to win the lottery. There's one in 100 million, 120 million people a chance that you will win that lottery. And that number is increasing exponentially. If you win the lottery, you're the luckiest son bitch on this planet. But if you are not as lucky as that person that wins the million, the Powerball, the Mega Ball, all that bullshit, then you have to go out here and achieve. Life is not going to be handed to you. But I'm hitting 20 minutes. You know what? Fuck it. I might do a 30-minute damn episode today. Just for the bullshit. But you have to go out here and achieve. I have a coworker named Maurice at work. This man, ever since last year, this man has been literally talking to me about financing. Not financing, the stock market. This man has taught me so much. This man has taught me a little bit about the stock market. I was already trying to get into the smart market before, but I stopped. But the stock market can make you millions of dollars if you know what the French toast you're doing. Whether you like it or not, you can make money off of the internet. You can make money off of the stock market. Or you can make money out here going out here hustling and do your own little thing. Like I told you last episode, I literally was hustling at 16 through 18. No, 16 through 20. I didn't even fucking realize I was hustling. No, 18 through 10, 20. I was fucking hustling. And I didn't even realize I was hustling. I was installing people's TVs, wall mounts, computer systems. I was running my church's podcast when I was 13. Not podcast, live stream at 13 through 18 before I got my job at Walmart. No, not 13 through 18. It was like 16 through 18, I think. Because that's kind of recent. But I was doing it. Me. I was hustling, not even knowing that I was hustling. Now, if you out here spray painting walls and shit, you can make money by spray painting. You can make hundreds of dollars, hundreds to thousands of dollars, to hundreds of thousands of dollars if you spray paint. If you paint, if you know your way around a fucking server, you can make money off of that. Me, I build computers. I didn't even realize that at the fucking time. I already knew something that most people don't. I've asked a lot of people around Greenville. That's where I live. I'm gonna go ahead and get my damn location out. I'm gonna go ahead and get my ugly ass location out. I live in Greenville. My hometown is Charlotte, North Carolina. I live in Greenville, South Carolina. My hometown is Charlotte, North Carolina. I was making moves in Charlotte, North Carolina, in TKK, South Carolina. I was a hustler back then, 2 years ago. Two, 3 years ago. I was hustling like a motherfucker. But I fucking lost it because I started this job. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my job. I love my job. I love people I work with. But I worked so many damn crazy hours. I work crazy hours. I work 7:30 at night to 6:10 in the morning. Those of you who live in Greenville, you probably know where I work at. I'm not gonna put on there where I work at because you motherfuckers probably know where I probably know. Just by those hours, you probably know where I work. Yes, I work night shift. So I'm gonna say this. The motherfucker you hearing right now. The motherfucker you're hearing right now. I'm about to become a ruthless ass motherfucker when it comes to my money. You have to be ruthless. When you start making money and you start getting that side hustle, you become more ruthless. You put yourself deeper into what you're doing so you can make that a business. Or you can make that a career so that you can make more money. you're only going to make a certain amount of money at a job. You're never going to make a whole lot of money. Let's just be honest. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be making, you're not going to be making billions of dollars at a company. And if you are, you lucky bitch. But if you're not, you got to build your own shit. You need to hustle. And at 22, I'm glad I start. I'm glad at the beginning of 2020. No. I'm glad at the end of 2020. I found Kevin's show. I'm glad. Because he lit a fire. No, matter of fact, it's not even because of Kevin. It's because of Rob Pitts. Rabbit. Rabbit's used cars. He lit a fire under my ass. Strong, successful male lit a fire under my ass. Coach Greg Adams lit a fire under my ass. Kevin Samuels lit a fire under my ass. O'Shea Duke Jackson lit a fire under my ass. Maurice Feige lit a fire under my ass. A lot of people did. And those are just a few people I knew about. I can remember. No, matter of fact, Miss Barbara, if you're listening to this, she lit a fire under my ass. A lot of people lit a fire under my ass. My girlfriend lit a fire under my ass. Everybody lit a fire under my ass to become greater. And I also lit a fire under my own ass because I wanted to be successful. I didn't want to be mediocre. See, that mediocre shit ain't for me. That living paycheck to paycheck shit ain't for me. Like I told y'all guys before, I have a dream. And I want to become one of the greatest minds on this fucking planet. And I plan to become that motherfucker because you know what? I'm just that motherfucker. And I'm going to become that motherfucker. Whether you like it or not, this motherfucker right here is about to become the most ruthless son bitch ever to live. Meaning, when you see me, my motherfucking ass is going to be thinking about damn money. Money, money, money. You know why? Because money allows you to do a lot of things in life. Whether you like it or not, you can't just go somewhere and not spend no damn money. The gas you put in your car costs money. The damn cell phone you probably listening to me on costs money. The fucking computer you listening to me on costs you some damn money. If you listening to me on a damn MacBook, iPhone, damn Samsung, Android, whatever the fucking phone you listening to me on, that costs you damn money. You pay the damn cell phone bill, you pay the damn internet bill. Whether you built the computer or not, you still paid fucking money for the parts. But, you know what? Guys, sorry for this little rant. Or, you know what? Matter of fact, it's not even a rant. It's because I'm being that motherfucker today. I'm being that dude. Because I care about you guys. But anywho, I'm about to hit that 30-minute mark. It'll be a 30-minute episode. And this shit just lit up goddamn red. But guys, I'm going to go ahead and hop off of here. And I will be posting on YouTube tomorrow because I got some shit to talk on there too. I haven't posted on it in almost seven days. Well, it'll be 7 days. I haven't posted on it in 7 days. I've still got the subscriber count going. But guys, before this thing just holler off and cut me the fuck off, I will see y'all tomorrow. And please, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I will see you tomorrow. Peace, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye, guys.